hi, Paul Flack. It's Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to Dr. Jessica Whalen. Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Okay, good. You know, we're going to talk, we're in the holiday season, a lot of good times and so on and so forth, but not everybody's always so healthy. And we're going to talk about, I think, a very interesting, concerning bipolar disorder, right? And I really don't want to know much about that. Maybe you can let us know. And do we have some good news here?
Well, yes, I think, you know, it can turn into good news. I think if patients start opening dialogue, and that's why I'm brought here today and why I'm excited to be here as a compensated spokesperson on behalf of AbbVie, is to shed some light, to help differentiate and get that communication flowing, is so that there can be good news, is so that patients can learn how to find treatment and recommendations on where they can get some help during the holiday seasons if they're struggling with a condition like bipolar 1 disorder.
Okay, so where can they do that? Thank you for sharing.
So one of the things that I like to usually start with is getting patients to, in my practice, start considering thinking about techniques like mindfulness behaviors. One of the things they can do is start tracking and following mood charts. And not just by following it themselves, but I like them to actually include their family members as part of their care team. I think it's very important that others start being involved, because this also helps decrease the stigma and help with mental health awareness. In addition to that, with practicing self-care, trying to get 8 hours of sleep a night and not working those 16-hour days, which I know I myself could be better at, would be something that could be very important as well. But most importantly, I think getting on the right medication regime is exceptionally important for patients during this time, especially getting in with a practitioner and looking. One of the medications that I have found exceptionally useful for my patients to treat the full spectrum of bipolar disorder has been cariprazine or Vraylar. And this medication is an FDA-approved medication for adults to treat the depressive episodes for the short-term treatment of manic or mixed episodes as well for bipolar 1 disorder. With any medication, though, there are side effects that need to be reported to practitioners. It is not labeled for the elderly with dementia-related psychosis, so those patients are at higher risk for stroke or cerebrovascular-related accidents, and they would need to be alerted to that. Children and young adults are always at higher risk for suicidal thinking whenever they're being treated with antidepressant-related medications. And so they need to report any kind of changes in mood to their mental health practitioners. Stiff muscle movements or changes in any kind of body awareness or confusion would need to be reported. Metabolic changes, GI changes, or body distress. And other useful tools or side effects and safety tips can be found on the website about this medication at www.vraylar.com.
Could you spell that, please? Just make sure I got it right.
Yes, Vraylar is V-R-A-Y-L-A-R.
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you. We'll take a look at the website. And I want to thank you personally, because I read up about you. You've done a lot of stuff, and
yes.
Very impressive. And did you have autism, or do you have autism? Did I read that right? Did I not?
Well, so I have not been myself formally diagnosed. My son was. Obviously, being in the field, I can go through the spectrum traits. So, yes, I have all of the symptoms of autism spectrum disorder. And my son is formally diagnosed as well. So we both struggle with that condition.
But you're a wonderful doctor. You've done many good things, and I want to thank you for being in that profession. And thank you for this interview.
Yes, thank you very much.